Chapter 37. The Ark. Bezalel made the ark of acacia wood, 2.5 cubits long, 1.5 cubits wide, and 1.5 cubits high. The inside and outside were plated with gold, and a moulding of gold was put around it. 4 gold rings were cast, and put on its 4 supports, 2 rings for one side, and 2 for the opposite side. Poles of acacia wood were made, and plated with gold. These were put through the rings on the sides of the ark for carrying it. The propitiatory was made of pure gold, 2.5 cubits long, and 1.5 cubits wide. 2 cherubim of beaten gold were made for the 2 ends of the propitiatory, 1 cherub fastened at one end, the other at the other end, springing directly from the propitiatory at its 2 ends. The cherubim had their wings spread out above, covering the propitiatory with them. They were turned toward each other, but with their faces looking toward the propitiatory. The table. The table was made of acacia wood, 2 cubits long, 1 cubit wide, and 1.5 cubits high. It was plated with pure gold, and a moulding of gold was put around it. A frame a hand breadth high was also put around it, with a moulding of gold around the frame. 4 rings of gold were cast for it, and fastened 1 at each of the 4 corners. The rings were alongside the frame as holders for the poles to carry the table. These poles were made of acacia wood and plated with gold. The vessels that were set on the table, its plates and cups, as well as its pitchers and bowls for pouring libations, were of pure gold. The lampstand. The lampstand was made of pure beaten gold. Its shaft and branches, as well as its cups and knobs and petals, springing directly from it. 6 branches extended from its sides, 3 branches on one side and 3 on the other. On 1 branch there were 3 cups shaped like almond blossoms, each with its knob and petals. On the opposite branch there were 3 cups shaped like almond blossoms, each with its knob and petals. And so for the 6 branches that extended from the lampstand. On the shaft there were 4 cups shaped like almond blossoms, with their knobs and petals, including a knob below each of the 3 pairs of branches that extended from the lampstand. The knobs and branches sprang so directly from it that the whole formed but a single piece of pure beaten gold. Its 7 lamps, as well as its trimming shears and trays, were made of pure gold. A talent of pure gold was used for the lampstand and its various appurtenances. The altar of incense. The altar of incense was made of acacia wood on a square, 1 cubit long, 1 cubit wide, and 2 cubits high, having horns that sprang directly from it. Its grate on top, its walls on all 4 sides, and its horns were plated with pure gold, and a moulding of gold was put around it. Underneath the moulding, gold rings were placed. 2 on one side and 2 on the opposite side, as holders for the poles to carry it. The poles, too, were made of acacia wood and plated with gold. The sacred anointing oil and the fragrant incense were prepared in their pure form by a perfumer.